It's a great win for us, really, to be fair. I don't think Salford's won loads of the Magic games, if we're going off record. It was good for us to get back to winning ways, because we'd slipped up in the last couple of weeks, and we need to make sure that we got that win to move us forward, getting them points and pulling us back in towards the top eight.
First half, 12-4 down, and Widnes had had three really good chances. They bombed. Were you a little bit concerned this game was drifting away from you?
Oh, slightly. You always have a concern, but you're kind of confident in the group that we've got. Like I said, I say it quite a lot, that we're confident in the group, in the guys, of the ability that they've got. We spoke about before the game, obviously, the hill, and it plays a factor in these games. So we were saying about being in the ball game at half time. If we was in the ball game, then we had the halves to manage the game and kick them in the corners and defend them and have more goal line opportunities ourselves, which it proved to be. I mean, Widnes probably had about seven extra sets in the first half. Second half, I think that's probably reversed, and we've had a lot more, especially on goal line. And then it's just up to you to take your chances, which we've done.
Well, a couple of those chances fell to Daniel Vido. A bit of an afternoon for him. Carted off, you can tell us why that was, and two scores. What was your thought?
Yeah, he had a bang to his head, so it's sort of like with a concussion reel now. I mean, years ago, they just used to leave you out there, didn't they, and let you play. But you understand all, like, with everything that's going on, that they have to take them off for the safety of the player. As soon as he come off, he was saying, no, I feel okay. He went and did all his tests, he was fine, so then he came back out there.
But what about Daniel Vido, the player? Two tries in his third game?
Yeah, he's moving forward in the right direction, Daniel. He's obviously coming off as his peck. He's not got full strength in there yet, which you can probably see by some of his carries, to be fair. But he'll get better, and he knows that. He's just building week on week.
Are you pretty pleased then, overall, with the result and the performance?
Yeah, well, the first half was a little bit scrappy. We started the game really well, but then we stopped doing what we do, and then we invited them onto our goal line, so that could have been better. But second half, I thought we showed them the way that we should play the game by managing it and kicking them deep and things like that. We missed a lot of opportunities in the second half. Some little passes didn't go to hand.
I know you still say the top eight's there for you, and this is a vital 2 points. Does the 6 points deducted give you a bit of a siege mentality within the camp?
Oh yeah, I think you kind of have to, because you know every game's a big game. Every game you're going into is like a cup final, so you've got to win them. There's no second chances anymore with us. We've got to make sure that we're going into the games and we're picking up the wins, or else we'll not make that top eight. So, and that's with or without the points, to be fair, but we're just rolling along at the moment as if we've not got them points. We are where we are, and we'll try and pick it off.
Well, you've got Wakefield on Friday, so what's your views on that?
Yeah, no, it's going to be another big game. We'll start looking at that straight away. We'll have a little review off this game to show the certain things what we felt won us the game, and then we'll take that confidence forward into the Wakefield game.